Today, we have a current pending balance of approximately 43,000 claims. We receive our heaviest work in the months of January through March of each year. That's retirement season. And so this year, when we take a look at our workload, we're about 22% higher than we were at the same period last year. But 70% of all the 43,000 claims are actually ones that have been with us less than 90 days. So they really are the claims that have been received in this first 3 months of the calendar year. So where we stand in terms of processing times is we're at about 117 days on average to process a claim. And that's 15% less than what it was 6 months ago. Now, neither of these numbers are where we want them to be, but we are making some incremental progress in reducing the overall balance and the amount of time that it takes to do that. So first and foremost, one of the things that we've done is, despite the delay in finalizing the fiscal year 11 budget, we did move forward in hiring 40 additional claim specialists. So these are folks who are on the front line. They're the ones who are responsible for actually processing the retirement claims. We brought in 40 additional folks back in February. They're about halfway through the training, and very soon they'll be able to get into the pipeline and provide us with a lot of very critical, needed capacity to start reducing that claims volume and driving down the processing time. We also have been doing some other things as well, and we're focused on getting these payments to folks more timely. There's something that we have that's called interim payments. What that is a payment that we send out to folks awaiting finalization of the retirement claim, but it's set at an amount that allows us to make the payments to them and ensure that we don't have overpayments. Well, one of the things that Director Barry has asked me to do is to make sure that I can make that payment, that interim payment, as close to 100% as what a retiree is going to receive when we finalize their claim. So I've been working with my staff to make sure that we can do that. And we've been doing a lot of changes, putting changes in place that actually increase the amount of interim pay that we can make to people while we're finalizing their claim. And we've just finished a complete review of the estimates that are provided by agencies at the point of retirement. And we found that there's a lot of good information that we could use in making changes to where we rely more heavily on the agency's estimates. So another positive thing that we're doing is that while we're reducing the amount of processing time, we're also making sure that the amount that we're paying to our retirees in interim payments is much more close to 100% of what they're expecting.
Do you guys have any kind of feeling of why January through March is the heaviest work time? And do you have the ability to, for instance, ramp up people in that time frame and then take them back down?
Traditionally, what we have done is that we have shifted or moved our employees internally to be able to deal with that influx of claims that we receive at the beginning of each calendar year. So traditionally, we have done that. In this past year, we had an influx of claims that didn't allow us to do that, which has caused this additional balance. What we have also been able to do in this year is we've been able to use additional overtime, as well as detail staffing from other areas to assist us with this volume of claims.
What's the difference between this year and years past where you've been able to shift or move employees internally, but this year you weren't able to, but you were able to deal with overtime and detail staff? Explain to me the differences.
We actually had a large-scale retirement systems modernization project that was intended to provide us with a lot more capacity in terms of processing our retirement claims. Unfortunately, that project did not work well. And prior to Director Barry coming in, that program was canceled. What had happened is that because it was going to provide us with a lot more capacity for processing claims, there was actually a reduction of staff going into the implementation of that with the anticipation that we would see much more benefit from that system. When that program had to be canceled, we were left in a position where we actually had less staff on hand than we previously did, but we still continued to have the work and we didn't have the benefit of the automation. So it was just a special set of circumstances where we didn't get the automation that we were expecting. We had also reduced some of the staff in anticipation of having that automation. And then on top of that, we received some additional claims that were unanticipated in at the beginning of fiscal year 10. So in that sense, it put us in a position to where we had additional claims with fewer folks to address them. So we didn't have the same flexibility we have had in years past to be able to put more folks on it during the peak season.
How have you been able to decrease the process time 15% from a year ago? Is it a matter of just understanding the business processes better? Is it a matter of training? Is it a matter of some other technology beyond the retirement systems modernization?
We've been working much more closely with the agencies and the payroll providers to drive efficiencies into the process. So what we see on average is that about 30% of the claims that we see come through either have some level of inaccuracies or some incompleteness to them. It really is our responsibility at OPM to make sure that we're working closely with the agencies to help them understand where we are seeing incompleteness or there's something that could be done differently or better. We've been driving down where we see incomplete cases, working more closely with the agencies So that certainly has helped. What we've also been doing is we've been working on making other changes that are going to help drive that down. We receive a lot of inquiries for which that we need to address. And so, for example, we have some changes that are going to be coming up here in summer to our online services. In the past, we've had online services that allow our annuitants to make certain types of changes, but those changes are ones that they can only make once their claim has been finalized. Well, clearly, there's a lot of folks who are awaiting a decision for us, and what they really want to be able to do is they really want to be able to get online, use online services to find the status of their claim and to take certain actions. So coming up in summer, we've actually are changing our online services to provide that access to people at the point in time that they first are awaiting a claim, when we first become aware of their claim, so they can find out the status of their claim. They can find out directly who the person is that they need to speak with regarding their claim. They could do things like print out verification letters. So there are those types of changes that we've made and we're making to try to put more control at an earlier point in time into the hands of the retirees and to really improve those processes and free up capacity for us to be able to complete these claims more timely. The other thing that we've done in the short term while we're awaiting the new staff to come on is we've also gone through our budgets, scrubbed some monies to be able to apply more overtime so that we can provide some relief to those individuals who are awaiting a decision from us.